Saw that there's another Exploding Barrel podcast on iTunes.
What?
Well, it's like, have you ever Googled Exploding Barrel? There's like this kind of gaming site, but it's more like a blog.
Son of a bitch.
I don't know. I think we clearly outdate them in the podcast territory. Maybe even their site. I mean, we're like on 47 episodes.
True.
Hmm.
I'm not pleased.
What are you going to do about it? Declare war on them, take the name.
Yes.
Their Exploding Barrel does not have a space between the two words, so that makes you feel better.
Okay.
As if Exploding Barrel was one word.
Fools.
The week of July 28th, 2008. Adge Guy is here with me.
Hello.
So, yeah, I know. New and exciting show here. Breaking new ground. Me and Adge Guy talking about video games.
Thought we'd mix it up a little.
Yeah. Well, we're going to do the normal show today. Going to start out with news. How is the news in this post E3 world?
Pretty good, actually. Yeah. Some Comic-Con stuff. And
yeah, Comic-Con's been interesting. I don't know. Was there much video game news at Comic-Con?
A few things.
I saw that Wolverine. I saw in that Wolverine movie that Deadpool and Gambit are going to be in it. That
excites me. Very exciting.
And Tron 2 in general is exciting.
Yes.
Maybe there'll be a game for Tron 2. Why not?
Technically, Tron 2.0, the game, was supposed to be Tron 2.
Oh, well, yeah. At one point, there was going to be a sequel to Tron called Tron 2.0. You know that was a movie first.
Yeah.
Okay. And then after news, we're going to do the Great Canadian Mike Zor's Gaming Quiz. You think I have a shot this week?
I think you've got a very good shot this week. In fact, you have actually two bonus questions this week, and I'll actually be a little disappointed if you don't get it.
Oh, God. I would never want to disappoint you, that's for sure. And after that, we're going to talk about the games we've been playing this week. Fallout will actually be discussed a bunch there, because that came out on GameTap, and we both played it a bit. So we talked about the original Fallout there, so all Fallout fans... stick around for that. Then we're going to talk about downloadable games and then the normal games that are coming out this week. We're going to talk about what's on 411 a little bit, hit the mail barrel, and that'll be the whole show.
Yes.
So why don't we get to that news?
Okay.
Yeah, see, it's not a huge list.
Not a huge list, but it's some good stuff to talk about, I think.
Okay.
So, to start off, one of the games that was kind of notably absent from Sony's press conference and their PSN lineup, which was very strong at the show, was the much-anticipated Wipeout HD. Apparently, one of the things delaying the game is that it failed an epilepsy test. This comes from CVG.com.
What do you mean exactly?
Because there's so many blinking lights and flashing colors going by at such high speeds, it could cause people to have seizures, like that episode of Pokemon.
Yes.
CVG was told that Wipeout, quote, fails the epilepsy test so much that it has to be re-engineered, end quote. Whoa. So apparently there's some work to be done with no time frame.
Too many colors.
Exactly.
We can't handle that many colors after playing Resistance and Gears of War for so long.
Yeah. That's funny. But
thank you. It felt good saying
yes. It gets funnier the more I think about it. But yes, apparently, like, the game has been pretty much done with, you know, much of the press having talked about playing near-complete builds for months. So hopefully they get this out the door, because I think the game looks like a lot of fun. One mode I'm actually looking forward to, I think this is in the newest PSP one as well, is you can actually load in your own custom music, and the level kind of undulates with that music.
Oh.
Stuff like that. Because I like we'll anything see. Where
no,
music interacts with the game. Yeah.
If it works.
Yeah, so... So yes, well, hopefully they get that straightened out. With more PS3 stuff, if you are a core subscriber,
without you,
well, yes, you'll be getting into the Resistance 2 beta in September. It's unclear if you have to be like a year subscriber or just buy like the September issue of Core, as it were. But that is not the only way to get in, because people are kind of pissed off about it. So Insomniac community manager James Stevenson came out very quickly to say. You'll have many ways to get into the beta. The best way, which will give you the earliest access to the beta, will involve a pre-order program that should be announced soon. So, you know, the other typical channels. They're also working out things for people who don't live in North America. So everyone's going to get in somehow.
We know how extensive this beta will be.
Probably multiplayer.
No, this is coming out September. When's the game coming out?
Sometime this fall. Probably November. I'm not positive.
And November makes sense.
Yes. But I'm definitely more interested in the game after its E3 showing than I was before. I thought I think it's being neat and stuff, but that boss they showed was cool. Did you really see much of the video? Or
I haven't actually seen it at all.
You should watch it. It's cool.
I don't know, because I didn't like Resistance 1, so maybe I'll just let I won't follow Resistance 2 and it'll like surprise you. Me. Yeah.
So the Burnout Cagney update for the Xbox 360 version has been once again delayed. It is now being dated at August 4th at the earliest. Apparently, I guess it must have failed certification because it was sent in for cert in the beginning of the month. So I don't know what the deal is there. The other troubling thing is that the Davis update, which adds nighttime and motorcycles, is supposed to come out mid to late August. So hopefully this doesn't impact that either.
Right.
So I really want this update. Now this is awesome. Telltale Games, the guys who've made the episodic Sam & Max games, the Bone games, and soon to be the Strong Bad games, are now also going to be making Wallace & Gromit. And they're going to use a modeling engine that will actually make everything look like it's clay.
Like The Neverhood?
Yeah. Except that really was clay.
I have that. I need to play that sometime.
Yeah, that's
weird
true.
Weird game. Okay.
But like they said, they want to go so far as like in the Wallace and Gromit shorts, you can even almost like see thumbprints and stuff where people were manipulating the little characters.
Isn't this a little typical? It seems like such a Telltale thing to do.
It is, and I think that's what makes it great, because there's been Wallace and Gromit games in the past that haven't been very good, and I think
there have been Wallace and Gromit games.
Mm-hmm, they were just like 3D platformers, and like I think
there was that one that came out with the movie,
and I think an episodic, you know, point-and-click adventure game really suits them well.
I haven't been a fan of the Telltale point-and-click adventure game style yet. I'm not a believer. But, I mean, yeah, like I said, it seems like kind of a typical franchise for them to go after.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, maybe work
I
out.
Think it's
Are
solid.
They still doing, like, the Bone episodes? I haven't heard much about
that. No, I think they say they want to go back to it. I think they're just Sam & Max and then Strong Bad took a higher priority.
Okay.
I don't think the Bone games are exactly flying off shelves. He's kind of niche even for adventure gamers.
Yeah.
All right, so
they only did two episodes of that.
Yeah,
really, right?
Just the first two. They were good.
You say so.
Okay, so not only will Games for Windows Live be going completely free with no longer a gold and silver tier, but the gold members, who people who signed up just for Games for Windows Live Gold and didn't use on an Xbox, will be getting their subscription refunded in full. Microsoft is working it all out, sending out the communications as we speak. So that's like, you know, it's kind of nice of them to say, like, we shouldn't have charged you for this. We're sorry about that. Here's a check.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, they probably did not have to do that. So.
No, yeah, that's very true. So, also, there's rumors going around that, it's hard to say right now because we're actually in one of those, like, free gold for everybody weekends in Xbox. But some people claim that as of Wednesday night this previous week, they were able to play on a silver account online.
Hmm.
Making people wonder if, like, that was, like, some kind of glitch or maybe online play is going to go free for silver and they'll have other incentives for gold members.
Well, exciting new times.
Indeed. Speaking of exciting new times, the Street Fighter 2 HD beta has been extended. It was supposed to end August 20th, instead it will end September 5th, and despite saying before that they wouldn't do it, they will now be patching it.
When's this going to come out?
Who knows? I think Street Fighter 4 will beat it out.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. They don't want to step on Street Fighter's toes too much.
Well, I think they'd be good synergy to release like the HD version first, like a few weeks. But I don't think it's going to actually beat it out.
Wait, you really don't think it's going to beat it out?
No, like it's not joking? Done. Like the last time they showed it off to the public, like a month or two ago, like. When there were frames of animation missing, it would dump in the old Street Fighter 2 frames. You would see guys like going back and forth mid-animation from like
HD. I don't understand. What's
HD.
So hard? Aren't you just replacing sprites?
They're doing some rebalancing. They're trying to – like they're taking a lot of advice and guidance from like professional-level Street Fighter 2 players. And I mean, I don't know what exactly goes into it. Yeah,
I think people are just.
I think it's going to be really cool, but yeah, like this needs to come out like 3 weeks before Street Fighter IV, or it needs to come
out
like
3 weeks.
Oh, to give it time to just be on its own.
Ideally, you would think it'd be out like a good 6 months before Street Fighter.
Well, yeah, it was, so if it's not going to do at least 3 weeks first, it needs like wait 3 months.
Yeah, I guess so.
So here's one that I've been kind of watching with interest. Games Reports got an anonymous email from someone claiming, well, he had three screenshots of Vader and Yoda fighting each other in Soul Calibur 4 on the 360. As we all know, Vader is supposedly exclusive to the PS3. Now, I mean, these were just kind of like, you know, it was a screenshot with one on one side, one on the other. It looked pretty easy to fake. Well, then the guy, to prove it further, actually submitted an HD video of a match between them, which, I mean, it's real. There's no way that's faked. Whether this is like something that like Namco just had running in their dev kit and then like never intended for it to be together, we don't know.
Does,
it proves
does this guy
that,
explain why he has this?
No.
Well, why not?
I don't know. He's anonymous. It could be that he works at Namco and he doesn't want to lose his job. All this proves is that, like, if you have, like, the source code, of course it is possible. Whether Namco makes it possible is another matter altogether. I mean, I'd love it if they did. I think, actually, it'd be kind of dumb for them, like, in 2 months, 3 months, say, hey, you want the other character, $5, and people will do it.
I don't know. It kind of makes me mad, though, because I'm buying the PS3 version because I want Vader instead of Yoda.
I think the PS3 version is going to have the better controls.
Well, what are you basing that off of?
The D-pad.
This is a 3D fighting game.
I still use the D-pad.
It's Soul Calibur?
Mm-hmm.
I don't... Wait, do you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Are you sure?
Oh,
if you say so. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of annoyed. I mean, I think people, you know, have the game, and they say there's, like, I think there's still one more character slot that has not been opened yet, so a lot of people think that that slot might
that
just
be
for the other Star Wars character.
I think it's kind of shady of them to not be upfront about it.
Well, because they want people to buy the consoles, those ones, or maybe buy both versions.
Yeah, that's what they're going for, which you're pretty stupid if you do that, I gotta say. Okay, so this isn't
stupid. You're one to talk. You've done stupid things like that before.
Like what?
You have PC versions of games you have on a system. I saw that PC version of Halo 2.
Yeah.
And Halo 1.
That was different.
Why was that different?
Because it came out 3 years later and I got it for $20.
And we had the Japanese version of Soul Calibur 2 as well as the American version.
That was you!
That was you!
No, it wasn't.
That was you.
I never bought the American version.
I was Mario.
You were Mario. And the GameCube itself.
Oh, that was sweet. Having a Japanese GameCube wasn't
yeah,
here
the
yet.
2 months really helped.
I couldn't wait.
Yeah,
I had to be
honest. You couldn't.
Okay.
Anyway.
You're hardly one to talk is what I'm saying.
Okay. Cryptic Studios has been confirmed as a developer of Star Trek Online.
Well, it's good to know that the game exists, I guess.
Yeah.
But, like,
we don't know anything about
but
it.
But City of Heroes, man, that is such a kind of streamlined MMO, which I don't want Star Trek Online to be.
Yeah, you want it to be the kind of complicated.
Yeah, I want it to be ridiculous.
Deep game.
I wish they would make a Star Trek game that's more like Star Control 2, which is what.
Well, that's
I was
like what Bridge
night.
Commander should have been, but it wasn't.
Right.
There needs to be a mix, yeah.
I mean, I hope it's still kind of following the story and the aesthetic of some of the early stuff we saw for the Perpetual Star Trek Online. I just don't know. I remember that game was supposed to come out in 2007 when they first announced it. And when they announced that, I was like, wow, that's a long time from now. God, that was freaking last year. Oh, God, we're never going to see this game.
Nah. But the listing came from they had a job ad. And it said, like, from the developers and producers of Champions Online and Star Trek Online. And I was like, oh, okay. They have a countdown that ends at midnight Pacific time tonight. That presumably is this announcement, so.
Oh, well, maybe there'll be stuff to see.
Yeah.
By tonight, you mean on Sunday, by the way.
Yes.
It's the 27th. Interesting little side note. You know that Michael G in a lot of nouns is a... not nouns. You know, Michael Giacchino.
Giacomo.
That's his name? The
I think
composer?
So.
He's doing the music for Star Trek, the new movie.
Oh, yes, well, because he works with J.J. Abrams on Lost.
Right.
That's awesome. I love that
What's
guy.
What's his name?
I think it's pronounced...
There's so many more letters
Giacchino
in that.
Giacchino or Giacchino.
It's like Giacchino.
Yeah, I heard it once. I forget. He's awesome, though.
Okay. Let's talk about
this
WoW.
This is just stupid. People, if you get accepted to the Wrath of the Lich King beta by having signed up on the website, it just automatically goes into your account, like your account's turned on. But at the Blizzard Worldwide Invitational and last year's BlizzCon, they handed out cards that were labeled for a future beta event, which turned out to be Wrath of the Lich King. Well, people are selling those cards on eBay. So far, the most anyone's paid for one was a auction where it went for 513 British pounds. That's 652 euro. Or $1,021.
Jeez.
Is that really worth it to get into the beta?
I guess if you have an infinite amount of money,
I guess.
You can spend whatever you want.
Jeez, I wish. We got to go to the thing now and just hold on to whatever little card they give us.
Yeah.
So more like con stuff. Bungie, first of all, they announced that Frank O'Connor, who used to work at Bungie, now works at Microsoft, is like the head of the Halo franchise. He's got some weird position they made up for him, basically. He was saying that like a Bungie Fest or Bungie Con or Halo Con is in the cards. Then when kind of asked about the aborted Halo announcement at E3, he's kind of coy about it, but we do know, like, people assume they'd be announcing it at PAX because Bungie has a very big presence set up for PAX this year. Apparently they're not announcing it there either. And the supposition is that they were planning on having a big setup related to their E3 announcement, but without the E3 announcement, that kind of screwed everything up.
I'm kind of glad they're not announcing at PAX, though. PAX isn't that kind of a venue for announcing things.
It could be.
Well, no, it shouldn't be. Then you're turning PAX into E3 for no reason. PAX is not a developer announcement show.
I still really don't understand that, because the Bungie guys were not happy about this whole thing. Like, I don't have the quotes, but...
Yeah, I know what the quotes. The one
like Microsoft. Don Matrick was saying that he told the guy and he laughed about it and said, "Oh well, that just goes whatever." And then they asked, I forget the guy's name. He's the president of Bungie. He does not speak in the public eye often, but his tone was like cordially pissed off.
Yeah,
he was like, "It's no laughing matter that we just disappointed all our fans." And it just seems to me like Microsoft should be kind of sucking up to Bungie a bit, because. Like, they're independent now, but they've committed to remaining with the Xbox 360 platform because they like it. But if you piss them off, they're not going to keep doing that, you know?
Halo 4 confirmed for PS3? Is that what you're saying?
No, Microsoft still owns Halo, but, I mean, the Bungie name has a lot of clout behind it still. I mean, basically, Microsoft owes a lot to these guys. The Xbox succeeded because of Halo. That's not
Halo
mince
owes
words.
A lot to Microsoft, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're clearly not happy. But I said I don't want to see this kind of announcement take place at PAX.
I just don't understand when it will happen. There's like
it'll happen after they'll have a little event and it'll be a big deal still.
So perhaps the reason that Halo wasn't announced, Gears of War 2, at Comic-Con, Cliffy B was doing a panel, and one of the things he revealed about Gears 2 is that they're going to have backwards compatible achievements. Achievements unlocked in Gears of War 1 will give you like little bonuses in Gears of War 2, mostly aesthetic things. But examples he gave, like if you have the complete Act 1 achievement in Gears, it unlocks a playable Anthony Carmine in Gears 2 online mode.
Who's Anthony Carmine?
I'm not sure.
Was he like one of the guys who died?
Probably. Then like if you find 10 cog tags in Gears 1, you get Ming Yang in Gears 2.
Who's Ming Yang?
I think that's that the one Asian guy who died.
Okay.
If you kill Ram at the end of Gears, you get a playable Ram in Gears 2.
What do I get for my beating it on an insane mode or whatever it was called?
No, they didn't say, but I'm sure we'll find out.
Cool.
Another Comic-Con thing. I forgot to write this down, but Activision showed off Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2 a bit. And the whole fusion system that we reported on before was kind of clarified. They made it sound before like the characters actually fused together into one being, so you had like the Hulk with Wolverine's blades or something.
It's just combo moves, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's dual attacks. Like, the Hulk grabs Wolverine by the legs, Wolverine extends his arms, and the Hulk swings him about. Or the Hulk rips up a piece of concrete, Iron Man heats it up with like his lasers, and then Hulk throws it at somebody.
Yeah, well, you know,
they're still really cool. It's
they're kind of cool. I mean, I liked Marvel Ultimate Alliance, so, you know, I look forward. Did you hear about those Marvel vs. Capcom 3 rumors?
Yes.
Those are pretty cool.
Yes, let's hope and pray that those are true.
The only thing is, doesn't EA own, like, every Marvel character?
Oh. The Ultimate Alliance is Activision.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought that's why they said for a while that they couldn't make these games anymore, because EA had the rights.
No, and EA had it, and they screwed it up with that Rise of the Imperfects game.
Okay, so that's what happened.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe they need something to compete
with. I think they want to treat their video games like they do their movies now, where they can send it out to whatever studio they want, but like they maintain like the kind of overall cohesion of it.
Okay.
So, yes.
So this is, maybe now they kind of want to compete with Mortal Kombat versus DC or something. Mm-hmm. It'd be interesting, Mortal Kombat versus DC, Marvel versus Capcom.
Also at Comic-Con, and speaking of Mortal Kombat versus DC, Green Lantern and the Joker were revealed in the game.
Yeah, interesting.
I wonder how the Joker will fight.
I hope he has a fatality.
Well, all the DC characters, they don't have fatalities. They have something else.
No, they said the villains might have fatalities.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet. Maybe he'll throw acid at you or something. I have a flower on his vest.
Sure, why not?
That'd be sweet.
That'll probably be it.
Yes. And lastly, we talked about unlocking more classes in the Two Human demo, and apparently it was meant to be like an unlock over time. The Berserker unlocked on Friday, and some GameFAQ commenter named Damascus figured out that the Commando will unlock on August 12th. And then I'm guessing the other two actually don't unlock, because I set my clock to 2009, and it was still just the three.
Right.
So it's probably just meant to do those
two. But we
two.
Know fishy ways to get around all that now. So,
there you go.
No guitar news this week, thank God.
There were some, but I left it out. The fake list.
And rumors.
Yeah.
You don't need that. Let's move to the Great Canadian Mike Source Gaming Quiz. Okay. I got my hat down. I can't see anything.
Excellent. All right, your first question. What move types do the most damage to psychic Pokemon?
How many do I have to give you?
There's three. I'll tell you that.
I have to give you all three?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You should.
Oh, I know. Bug, Ghost, and Dark.
You are correct. That's one.
Bug was... that was freaking tricky in the first Pokemon game, because all the freaking Ghost Pokemon were also Poison Pokemon.
Yeah.
And they didn't have any good Ghost moves.
And all the...
All the Bug Pokemon were poison, too.
Really, you needed Volteon. He had Pin Missile.
Psychic was an way overpowered class.
How does that happen? Like I always say, don't they play their games when they make them? Anyway, to the next question. There were three classic Star Wars-themed space flight simulators. Name them. There's a bonus. There was a fourth one as well. It's kind of like the lesser of those four games that existed, but like wasn't quite as big a deal. So that one's a bonus point if you can get it.
X-Wing, TIE Fighter, X-Wing versus TIE Fighter.
That's three of them. What's the fourth?
Is it the bonus one? I don't know, TIE Interceptor?
X-Wing Alliance.
All right. Well, that's, I got the point, though, right?
Yes. So you are 2 for 2.
Thank you, Star Wars Retrospectives on Game Trailers.
What Mickey Mouse cartoon served as the final stage for Mickey Mania?
Prince and the Pauper.
Correct. That's three.
That's three. Oh, man.
All right, number four. Name a game developed by Relic Entertainment.
Oh, shit. Terrible with the developers like this. Oh, God, what did Relic do? Oh, I should know this. Fie on you, Relic. Oh, God, what the hell did Relic do? Oh, shoot. Oh, am I going to hate myself?
I think so.
I don't know. Time Splitters.
No.
What?
The full list is Homeworld, Impossible Creatures, Homeworld 2. Warhammer 40K, Dawn of War, Warhammer 40K, Dawn of War, Winter Assault, The Outfit, Company of Heroes, Warhammer 40K, Dawn of War, Dark Crusade, Company of Heroes, Opposing Fronts, the yet unreleased Company of Heroes Online for China, Warhammer, Dawn of War, Soulstorm, and Warhammer 2.
Okay, I never played any of those games. So
you
I kind of...
Homeworld.
Well, what?
You played Homeworld,
didn't you? I did not. I watched you play it and said, this looks way too complicated.
All right, well, now that you've seen this list... Of all the games that Relic has made, what is the only console game? You may look at the list if you so wish.
Let me see this then. Oh, crap. The only console game. Oh, God, it was impossible. Oh, it's The Outfit.
Very good. You're at 4 out of 5.
Oh, God.
And I think you're going to get this. This is just strictly to make sure you're paying attention.
Is this the bonus question?
This is the bonus question.
Oh, God.
You need to get this right. I think you got it. Name the 3 game types in Wii Sports Resort that we know of so far.
Oh, there's, Frisbee tossing,
mm-hmm.
the dog, wave racing, and fencing.
You got it.
I got it?
You got it.
I got
it.
My quiz back?
You got your quiz
I
back.
I got my quiz back.
Good, I don't have to do them anymore.
That's why you towed it down so that I could get the quiz back. No, give me my due. No. That's tough.
You got it.
The Great American Adjunct Gaming Quiz is coming back. Good.
All right.
How long was I going there for? How long did it take me?
I don't know.
Longer than you. Actually, I think it might have been about even.
Maybe.
Oh, thank God.
Good job.
Yes.
So what'd you play?
Huh? Oh, right. Wait, I'm reveling in my moment.
Okay.
Oh, man, that's sweet.
Should I get my Civ Rev talk out of the way?
Oh, you're going to talk about Civ Rev more.
A little bit.
I mean, God, I played a lot of games. Okay, talk about Civ Rev a little bit.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
Because I was extraing on a film today, so I played a lot of it. And I can now play on the second highest difficulty level. And I just got I want to throw out some advice, because these are things you must know to be good at this game. First of all, you need to stack your cities with defensive and offensive units. Because typically, if a unit has a strong offense, it has a very weak defense, and vice versa. So if, like, what good players will do is they'll send an army to your city, and in that army will be a mix of offensive and defensive units as well. So that when they attack you, their hard hitters are going to hit your good defenders. So you need to take out their defenders to take out their offense, who has weak defense. That was really complicated and convoluted. Basically, they're guys that are going to do the most damage to your city. If you can attack them first, like a catapult, you'll probably beat it as long as you're on the offensive.
Right. I always had a hard time getting hang of catapults.
Right. Also,
but the AI would rate me with them.
People always overlook Navy units. They're key. Because if you just park them by your cities, they will support your city's attack. So you'll get like 3 extra points of damage on all your attacks because your ships are there.
Right.
So do that.
Okay.
And you too shall achieve success.
All right.
I love that game. It's so
good. It is a good game. We got to play
it's
again.
It's so good.
We're now 2. I'm now 2-3 right now.
Yes.
I mean 2-1.
Yeah.
2-1.
I know what you meant. But yeah, that's so good. I absolutely like. People are, you know, there have been people complaining. Oh, it's not as deep. The religion stuff's gone. The workers are all automated. Blah blah blah. That was the stuff that kept me from really enjoying Civ 4. Like, this is the exact level of complexity that I want from the game. It's awesome.
Right.
I actually played my first scenario today too, where it was one where all the there were more barbarians and they were stronger. So I played as the Mongols, because every time they defeat a barbarian village, it becomes a new city for them. So I had like 10 cities in like the first 10 minutes of the game. But so yes, I'm done with Civ Rev.
Done talking about it?
Yes.
What else are you doing?
So I played the 2 new Xbox Live Arcade releases, their demos this week. The first was, I'll get the lesser out of the way, Go-Go Break Steady, I believe it's called.
Wait, what?
It is a combination rhythm action game and a puzzle game. Basically, I mean, the two are kind of separated. First, you play like a game where as your little guy's dancing in the background to a hip-hop beat, the buttons are coming to the middle and you got to push them in time with the music. And like, they'll just come in lines, but then they're like waving or they're spiraling in, so it gets a little tricky. And depending on your success there, it then switches into what's basically a Zuma clone. And the better you did in the rhythm part, you get more ammo in the Zuma sections, and you just got to clear out the Zuma board. It works surprisingly well.
We played a little Pixel Junk Eden.
Yeah, we downloaded the demo for that. I like that a lot.
Yeah, it was fun. It was interesting. It was kind of hard. The co-op's a little weird because you're sharing that screen. And you're kind of jumping all over the place. Mm-hmm. That's kind of neat.
Even like I was playing it, and Dad walked into the room, and he just looked and said, "Wow, what is that?" Like.
Really.
It's very visually striking.
Yes.
Very fun. So we did that. I also played the demo for the new Capcom kind of reimaging of 1942 called 1942 Joint Strike. I don't know what it is about the game. There's really nothing when I think about that spectacular about it, but it's just really, really solid. Like, I like it a lot. it does this really cool thing. After you beat the boss, the kind of bonus round for the end of the level, this giant ship starts chasing after you going downwards, and your weapon systems are destroyed, so you just have to run. And there's all these like more slowly moving planes that are kind of coming up from the bottom of the screen, so you got to dodge them, and you can grab like these medals for bonus points while you're avoiding the giant ship behind you.
Right.
And basically, like, you know, once you hit something, it's just like, oh, your plane flew off, you got away.
Right. So that's like the one, cool.
But it's just, it's really fun. It's just a really good game, and we have to try it co-op because apparently it's really cool when you do the joint strike attacks.
Right.
They're quite enjoyable. I hear.
What else you play? Is that
Well, we both play Fallout. You so more than I. Later. You talk about Cyanide, I think, or something.
I beat my Mega Man 7. I think I said it was almost close to beating last time. I mean, you know, it was Mega Man again. I think I may be slowing down my Mega Man kick now. God, I played a lot. I think did I talk about Chocobo's Dungeon last week?
Yeah.
Okay then. Well, the big thing I was doing this week is I actually went to close my GameTap subscription because I signed up for the 99-cent subscription. I'm like, I don't want to charge me, you know. Mm-hmm. And it told me I had 10 days left. I'm like, okay, I'll wait the 10 days. And on the side, I saw Fallout 1 was coming out. And I remember we reported on that, but I didn't think much of it. I'm like, I wonder what that's like. So, you know, I kind of go to download it, but it wasn't out quite yet. It was going to come out the next day. So I downloaded Icewind Dale 2 to kind of tie me over. So that was definitely a different kind of game experience.
It was funny because you were twittering how like your entire party died and you didn't know what to do. I was like, save and save often.
Right. Well, first, I mean, you know, you go through the whole process of just creating your party, which took like an hour or two.
Yeah, that's intense. Like a game in and of itself. Yeah. And what's really annoying is it's such an archaic interface for that because like you can't like be like, oh, you know what? I want to change this guy from like a human to an elf. You can't like, you have to delete it and start over.
Yeah, it is a little weird. But, you know, I went through all that. I kind of had fun with that.
Now, you know, what's really fun that you didn't get into is you can import your own portraits for all the characters.
Right.
You can record your own voice samples for everything. That's when it gets crazy. When you're superimposing yourself into some fantasy art so it looks like you and male or something.
Then, the whole kind of system is a little weird. You've got six people you're controlling. Combat is, I mean, you know, it's a little difficult to manage. I imagine I'll get more of a touch on it. The magic system I still don't understand at all.
Yeah, it's,
like some people.
Well,
like
it's like wizards like read out of a book, but sorcerers have it memorized, or I might have mixed them up.
Yeah, it confuses me still.
Yeah.
Like
I said, I really want a game that uses D&D 4th edition because it's just so much easier to understand.
I just don't understand how much of a spell I have to use, especially with my like cleric or whatever, because I kind of was like. He has a heal spell, and I use it once, and it's, like, not there anymore. I'm like, well, that's real freaking useful.
Yeah, yeah.
What's this freaking... Now I have this cleric walking around.
Yeah.
Doing not much of anything. But, yeah, I kind of go into the town. Music's great, by the way.
Yeah, Jeremy Soule soundtrack.
Yeah, I just kind of go in the guy's house. He's, like, in rags. He's like, get out. What do you want? And I'm like, nothing. I have the scroll. You want to look at it? He's like, give it to me. I'm like, no. He's like, I'll kill you! And he just starts, like... summoning goblins and shooting fireballs at me. My whole party died except for one person, so I kind of run out. I'm like, oh god, I gotta go find like, you know, the cleric or something. Basically I was looking for the game's version of a Pokemon Center. I was like, I gotta revive my party. But no, there's nothing like that. I mean, you're done at that point.
Yeah.
So, and I didn't really, my, for some reason the saving was weird, and it was auto saving, but like it auto saved like after that happened, so I had to, kind of started over. But it was interesting. And I like kind of walking around doing little things, getting experience for like, you know,
unlocking
helping
a door.
Yeah, unlocking a door and helping people train the troops and stuff like that.
Mm.
But yeah, then I got into Fallout. And again, it's sort of an overwhelming game to play at first. Like,
yeah,
throw you out there.
Yeah,
and I don't
there's
know.
There's no tutorial or anything. Yeah. It just starts.
I don't quite understand this system at all. And
how about that CG in the beginning?
Yeah. You know, it's weird. That opening intro, I saw the teaser for Fallout 3. I didn't realize that it was kind of aping that intro almost exactly, where it's on the TV, then zooms out in the ruined house.
Oh, yeah,
it's
right.
It's like the same thing. So, homage, I guess. But yeah, I mean, I was not used to the sort of turn-based combat system before at all. But, you know, you get into the swing of things, and you really kind of get going, and then I'm really kind of digging the game. And I'm a good deal further than you.
Yeah, I'm only just a half hour in.
Right, I got my water chip, so God knows what's going to be happening next. Mm. I kind of feel like an idiot, though, because I did this thing where I paid somebody 2,000 bottle caps to extend my water chip deadline by 100 days. I guess that was kind of unnecessary, you know? But I got dog meat, and God, you need dog meat. Make sure you go to Junktown. You just walk around, you'll find a dog at some point, and he'll follow you around. You need dog meat. Dog meat alive.
Yeah, because if he dies, he's dead.
Yeah. Dog meat's good. He's quite a helpful little fellow. But you know, it's just fun. Just, you know, you're walking around, you can do little things to gain experience, and it's well written and stuff. You know, it's just fun.
Yeah. I guess that's what a lot of people at E3 said. That was the one thing Fallout 3 is lacking, was the dialogue wasn't quite up to snuff.
So, that's a problem. That concerns
I mean, a 15-minute game demo, you're going to judge all the dialogue in the game.
But that's always been kind of my complaint with Oblivion, was the sort of lack of charm.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not really the case. We'll see, I guess.
We'll see, yeah. But I want to play more of that, definitely. I don't feel like there's so much more to say about Fallout, but it's just, there's so much depth to it, I still haven't quite gone there. I mean, I like the freedom you get of creating your character and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Hope that's going to be reflected in the new one and stuff like that. So, I hope Fallout 2 will come in a game type eventually.
It is.
When?
I don't know
this for sure.
Yeah, they said it's coming.
And people,
I know where my disc for Fallout 2 is.
Oh, yeah. Do people generally like Fallout 2 as much as Fallout 1?
I think it's considered better, yes.
No, according to the Wikipedia page, some people said, they complained about some, too many pop culture references. I don't know.
I don't know.
You know, that's the one thing. Not knowing much about this game, I always thought that this was supposed to be a very silly game. It's not really.
Yeah.
I guess I always just inferred that
it's
because
just
of the
dark.
I guess I always inferred that because of
the Pip-Boy guy. Yeah, he's funny.
I like him. Man, yeah, all the art in the game is great.
Mm-hmm.
Man, did you play anything else?
Played some WoW.
No, don't talk about WoW.
No, I won't.
I really need to freaking get a new DS game. Not Final Fantasy IV.
Civ Rev.
I have Civ.
You will not stop playing. It's so good.
I want something besides Civ.
Fair enough.
I need a DS game or a PSP game. Isn't there supposed to be a new PSP game coming out, I feel like? Maybe I'm making that up. Well, speaking of upcoming games.
Yeah.
Let's look at the downloadable games.
Okay. So on WiiWare, they released a game called Pirates, The Key of Dreams.
Thank God.
You know the mini game in Sid Meier's Pirates where you're shooting your cannonballs out sideways?
Yeah, kind
of. This is the whole game of that.
Okay.
The Virtual Console, Super Fantasy Zone, and Glaylancer. I didn't write down what systems those were. I think
sure
one's
Glaylancer. You didn't mistype it as Graylancer.
I copied and pasted it.
Okay.
One's Genesis. I think the other's Neo Geo. I don't know which is which, but they're both shmups.
Right.
So, exciting. More shmups on the Virtual Console. Shocking. On the Xbox Live Arcade, the aforementioned Go-Go Breaksteady and 1942 Joint Strike. On the PS3, they also got 1942 Joint Strike. And Siren Blood Curse came out. There's three chapters made up of four episodes. You can get each individual chapter for $15 or get all three of them for $40 and save $5. So, it's cool if you just want to try it. You can get, the first third of it for $15 and see if you like it. I never played the first Siren, did you?
No.
Some kind of survival horror.
Yeah, not quite familiar.
A PSP download. They made Parappa the Rapper as a downloadable game.
$23. That seems like too much for Parappa the freaking Rapper.
I agree.
I'd pay $10 for Parappa.
Also, it's worth noting that they're having a summer sale this week. You can get Pain, Pixel Junk Monsters, High Velocity Bowling, High Stakes in the Vegas Strip Poker Edition, and Rocket Man Axis of Evil, all for $5. I would recommend downloading Pixel Junk Monsters.
I guess so. If you're into the whole tower defense thing.
Yeah.
It's fun. It has a neat co-op mode, which is interesting for that.
And then GameTap, the Fallout, as we already talked about.
I can't wait to play more of that. I was kind of in the middle of that. This podcast is sort of disrupting my Fallout time.
Sorry. Something called Avion 2. It's some kind of, I think it's an indie-developed RPG that's exclusive to GameTap. And Battle Chess, which I thought was already on the service. They must have taken it down and put it back up.
But it's a chess game?
Yeah, but all the pieces are animated and they fight each other.
Is it Wizard's Chess?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Wizard's
Chess. Okay. So, other real games. Soul Calibur 4 is coming out 360 and PS3, July 29th. So
I'm excited.
Is that the... Okay, so am I getting this game on Tuesday or am I getting it on Wednesday?
I don't know. See, this doesn't make sense to me anymore.
Okay, well, we'll see. Why is it one word on this list? I'm pretty sure Soulcalibur is two words.
I'm not sure.
I would stake something in it. It's two words. Legend, Hand of God for the PC August 1st. Sounds like God Hand. Hand of God.
Action RPG.
Okay, Spectral Forces 3 for 360, July 29th.
I've never heard of it.
Me neither. Romance of the Three Kingdoms 11, BC, July 29th.
They keep making these.
What are these?
I don't know. They're popular.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Like, how popular?
There's 11 of them.
I get one. Yes. Summer Athletics for the Wii, 360, and PS2.
It's a knockoff of the July Olympics. 29th.
Yeah.
Jeez. There's no shovelware on the Wii.
SNK Arcade Classics Volume 1 Wii, July 29th.
Yeah, I would suggest if you're thinking about getting a Neo Geo game on the Virtual Console, make sure it's not in this first, because this is like $30, I think.
I'm kind of confused by this. Isn't this what the Virtual Console is for?
Yeah.
Aren't all these? How many of these games are already on the Virtual Console?
I think all of them.
Geometry Wars, Retro Evolved 2, 360.
Very excited. Have you read about all the different modes in this one?
I know, because I didn't like Geometry Wars all that much.
I'm pretty excited, actually. That was everyone's favorite. I wasn't until I read about all these new modes, and some of them are pretty good.
And that was everyone's favorite game for a while on the 360.
Hey, it was $5 well spent.
That was the most popular launch game. And what else did they have?
Call of Duty 2.
Call of Duty 2 was surprisingly stole a lot of thunder from... Perfect Dark Zero.
It's a very good game.
Yeah, people didn't see that coming. Beijing 2008, the official video game of the Olympic Games.
Why do we still make games based on the Olympics? They've never been good, ever.
Meh.
Push left and right in sequence to make your guys ski. Oh, I'm having so much fun.
Well, that was a 64 freaking Winter Olympics game. That was pretty bad. Everlight for the PC, July 29th. Some sort of adventure game. MLB Power Pros 2008.
We never played last year's game. It's supposed to be very good.
Deadliest Catch, Alaskan Storm for the PC, July 29th.
Rock on.
Baseball Mogul 2009.
Again.
PC, July 31st. I know this is coming out. Strong Bad's cool game for attractive people. Wii PC.
I didn't know that was coming out already.
Well, it doesn't actually say a date on here. It just says July, so maybe it's not, but it's on this list, so hopefully.
We'll find out.
Art of Murder, FBI Confidential, PC, July 29th. In City Life 2008 Edition, PC, July 29th. I feel like that was on their list.
Yeah.
Okay. But, so obviously it's a big Soul Calibur 4 week.
Yay!
Yay, Soul Calibur.
So we're going to go get that Tuesday morning then? I want to be Vader.
Yeah, I guess so. I got to actually transfer my... I got to do some...
We'll do that tomorrow. Chris should just give me that gift card. I'll go buy on my way over here.
You're not getting your own, right?
No. So you not right away. At least.
Right, but
if I really love the game,
you're
going
to be like, "Oh man, I need that the what's that mode called? The single player mode they always call it,
Soul
Quest or something."
Yeah,
you know, you're going to be all into that.
I really want to play with the creative character.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
It sounds deep.
I wonder if I can make Tron.
Ooh, I bet you could. I honestly
really?
Bet you could.
Oh please,
it'd be that staff that he used.
Staff.
Didn't they use a staff?
Doesn't someone have kind of a circular thing?
Yeah, actually, there's that one check.
You can't make Tron.
But that's the challenge.
Yeah, if I can make Tron, I tell you what, it'll be the best game ever.
That is the challenge you now have.
Yeah. Okay, then, well, I guess that's it for those. So let's look at 4-1 real quick. Kind of shockingly, Derek Robbins didn't really do a typical list this week.
Yeah.
So he can't really talk about that. He wrote a column about Nintendo, and, you know, everyone's sort of talking about Nintendo's focus right now. So I'll take a look at that. And, you know, that's Derek Robbins. And Derek's brother, Drew Robbins, actually has his own thing now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's called Coming Attractions. He did an E3 breakdown.
Cool.
So we'll plug him. He actually plugged us on his first column, but we kind of missed it. I didn't notice. And I kind of accused him when I wrote the Six Axis of not plugging us because he filled in for the
whatever. Right.
Yeah. And I maybe said some unkind things to him that were unwarranted. So I'm sorry, Drew. And, you know, we got the usual things like Full Circle News and stuff. But I kind of want to get to the mail because a lot of it kind of goes back to it. Well, first of all, I got a letter from Drew Robbins sort of about what I was talking about. I said, I do listen to the podcast, and I forgot to link in the 10th hour. My bad. I linked it in my own column, Coming Attractions, every Sunday right on 401 Mania. Shameless plug aside, I definitely forgot Mega Man 9 in the 10th hour. What was I thinking when he was doing top games of E3?
Yes.
But it's understandable. Sometimes you get caught up in the flash of all these fancy looking games. You say you were playing Mega Man 7? Question mark. I just beat that game about a month ago, and all I can say is that game is the most ridiculous difficulty curve of any of the Mega Man games. It's super easy until you hit the final boss, who's almost impossible. I definitely agree.
Yeah, you were having a hard time with it.
The entire game is ridiculously easy, and then that final boss is just—it's weird. It's just—I don't know—they made him real hard. Like, you're gonna beat this fucker. You're gonna beat it right. Okay, I gotta do what I gonna. Wait, no, I'm—I gonna do what I should have done a long time ago, Wily. Oh, Mega Man. As an aside, what WoW server do you guys play on? I got a level 70 paladin on Demon Soul.
Yeah, well, dirty little secret. We actually don't play on the same servers.
Yeah, I don't play very much. I can't even tell you what server I play on anymore. Back when I used to play, I was on Earthbus. I remember that.
You transferred at some point, didn't you?
Basically, you're not.
Because you played PvP with your one friend, and I didn't want to play PvP, and you didn't want to go in an RP server. But I have my level 56 shaman orc on the Scryers, and I have a level 53 or 54 Draenei Hunter on the Bailgun server, and I'm in the one up guild. Can't quit you.
He continues. Well, anyways, good podcast. Keep up the good work, but make sure to plug my column next week. And we already
done
got you.
And done.
Already got you covered there. Then we got another email from Kyle who has written in before.
Yes.
Hey, first I see you have your 50th podcast coming up. That's true. I was just thought that what better way to celebrate this milestone than to have the Exploding Barrel 50th podcast spectacular the musical. It'd be the perfect time to do it. I don't know if we'll be ready by the 50th episode, actually.
Yeah.
It's going to take there's got to be a lot of planning to go into that. I'm going to have to write a score and stuff.
Yeah.
We'll do something special, though. Maybe we'll get someone else on, get a third guy on there or something. We'll find some way to make the 50th show special.
Yes.
What's this one right here, 57th or 58th?
40.
Oh, 40. Eight, I know, I'm believe. At 40. 48?
I think
so. Wow, we're getting closer than I thought. Yeah, definitely no time to do the musical. On D3, a think game of the show for me would be Gears of War 2. I enjoyed the first one more than most people. So did I.
Mm-hmm.
People kind of like they like to poo-poo on that game now. They can shut up. And I really can't wait for the sequel. Anyway, involving your game of the show, Mega Man 9, in the Hall of Shame, the writer has a lot of complaints about the game. That was David Kyuchi,
mm-hmm.
something like that. I'm not really the biggest Mega Man fan, so I wanted to know your opinion on his complaints. And Mike, don't worry, you'll eventually get the quiz, and no offense to AJ, but some of his questions are kind of cheap.
Hey.
Also, one more thing, The Dark Knight was seriously the best movie ever. Well, I got the quiz today, so good.
Yes.
And I was actually looking at this Mega Man 9 article by Vincent. Did I say David Chuki? Because I meant Vincent.
I didn't hear you.
I meant Vincent. So, and I know he listens sometimes. I know he knows I always get his last name wrong. This was on the Hall of Shame back on this is back on July 16th. Retro Mega Man 9. He's not happy. And you know, there's that camp of people who don't like the whole retro thing. You know, they feel like the Mega Man series deserves a more like real kind of console release. I don't think they like the idea of it being regulated to a downloadable game.
The scope of these games, even if you did do like even something on the level of Mega Man 8 is a pretty hard sell on a $60 or even $40 disc, I think, anymore.
Right. And I think he wanted to see things go in, you know, further direction. He doesn't like the whole, you know,
retrofication. Like,
yeah, which, you know, I dig. Because incredible nostalgia factor for me. Also, he doesn't like how they're kind of dumbing down the story. He kind of wants to see like the end of the Mega Man Classic storyline that transitions into Mega Man X.
Okay, listen. You do not play Mega Man for its story. When Mega Man 8 booted up, and I had to listen to, "Hey, Bass, why must we fight? We are not enemies." Shut up. I didn't care a damn about what they had to say.
I think people who like Mega Man X kind of have this complaint. Like, personally, I don't like how Mega Man X sort of dramatized things.
Yeah, and again,
and that's just
a lot of the problem really was the fact that even in the Mega Man X games, Mega Man's still talking like, "What's going on, Zero?" Kind of sound like Mickey Mouse, apparently.
Yeah.
But no, it's just like, I mean, Zero's voice was fine. In fact,
people kind of want to see the sort of assumed transition where Zero goes and kills everybody from the classical Mega Man universe. Which I don't think we're going to see.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe Mega Man 9 is not the last one. I think people take that Mega Man X a little too literally.
That's yeah, not a it's 10. Not a 10. It is not a 10.
Right.
So. His name is literally X.
So, you know, David, title to your opinion, but I got it.
You said David again.
Man, why do I keep calling him David?
Because...
You know what it is? Because Tucci reminds me of DeLucci, and there's the Indians baseball player David DeLucci. That's what it
there
is.
There you go.
Yeah, but I mean, he gets downright mean about it. Are we ever going to get closure on Mega Man's story? He asks at the end.
I have to say, I honestly have not been lying awake at night worrying about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's not Micah Stern. I just want some kick-ass music. You know, I want some good level design. That's what I care about.
Yes.
And we haven't had that in a long time, honestly. So those are my concerns. And I guess that's all I got. All
right.
I guess we're at the end of the show.
Indeed.
For some reason I didn't feel like we were winding down there. I don't know why. But here we are. This is from last week. Oh. I'm just looking at old emails.
Oh, I was like, what are you doing? Okay. We're done.
Yeah, I guess so. So I feel like I want to say something, but there's nothing to say.
Okay.
Nothing to say at all. I want to play Soul Calibur. So bad. I want to get Yoshimitsu. I still don't like how they keep changing the voice actors. It was the best in Soul Calibur 2.
Yeah.
Should keep getting those guys.
You should play that tonight. Where is it?
I don't want to play Soul Calibur 2. Oh. Well, maybe.
Where is it? Do you know where it is?
I think it might be in that pack of other GameCube games. We'll take a look.
All right,
everyone. Thanks for listening. You can find us at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. Also, we are at the iTunes Music Store, the Exploding Barrel Podcast, the one with the good logo, not the other podcast.
Get to show me this evil one.
We're Exploding Barrel, two words. Not Exploding Barrel, one word. Contact me at tokilto@gmail.com. You can contact Ajguy at ajguy711@gmail.com. And I guess there's no more. And
no.
I guess stop. That's
the end.
That is the end. Bye.